any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants, feels like my own skin. Yoga pants, where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants, feels good on my cheek. Yoga pants, these are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Says in that song is true. How do I know? Because I'm wearing it.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
You know, we've talked a lot about AI, and this has like been an explosion this year, and we're hearing all the dire possibilities.
Right.
The elimination of jobs and stuff. Did you see the story? An AI-controlled U.S. military drone killed its human operator in a simulated test.
Oh, my God, no.
But and you know what? Here's the... This is the part that'll really freak you out.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because it didn't like taking orders. That sounds just like hell on 2001.
I know. This is what they warned us on some of those science fiction movies that we grew up watching. This is what they warned us about.
We either have artificial intelligence or none at all. Especially when it comes to, making great commencement speeches and sandbags. And here's great news from home. Briscoe pooped. See, he had this surgery in a very sense that they had to remove, back. This is wonderful news. Wonderful news.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
I want to put it on Facebook. That would be kind of novel, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
And also,
hey, my dog. I'm so thrilled, my dog.
Jay, what was that stuff that... the cough medicine you mentioned in Random Facts.
One night cough syrup.
One night cough syrup. Well, they don't make that anymore.
No.
But they do sell something that's pretty wonderful when it comes to... Like, I lost my wallet. So after going through every possible obvious place, then you got to start digging to places where it could have just sort of fallen into.
That's when you got bruised?
You'll see. Yeah. It's healing.
I see.
But... I gave myself a really good gash digging around in this studio under the thing. Mm. You know what we call in radio, the thing?
I just did the same thing.
And what did I do? The first thing I did, I keep a jar with me in the car, and I keep a jar at home, and I put buck paste on it. It was designed to calm the... And you could only get it at Adams Drugs. It was designed to cure the rage of diaper rash, and those of you who have witnessed it, know that that's just, your heart breaks for your baby when they have to deal with that. But it works. In fact, they make it at my Adams Drugs location at Copperfield. I was there yesterday. The butt paste is something that you should keep in the medicine cabinet and really find one that you can travel with as well, because if you got an itch, a bug bite or something, and you want to put something that will give you immediate relief, that's it. No. And you can buy it at all 12 Adams Drugs locations, where you'll find customer service is king. You know, they stock all your over-the-counter needs, can fill your prescriptions, and everything you would expect from a great pharmacy. But what they really stock there is time that they can spend with you. So nobody ever walks in and feels rushed out the door. Nobody asks a question and doesn't get a thoughtful answer. By that meaning, maybe you're not sure what you can take with the medication you've been prescribed, what time of day to take it, or I've got this symptom, what over-the-counter recommendation would you make for this? They do have the time to do that for you at Adams Drugs. Plus the gift shops and... yesterday I picked up a Diet Coke. I passed on the peanut butter cup. I was just thirsty for a soda, so I got one of those too. Mine's Copperfield, but there's 12 all over the river region, including Wetumpka and Prattville and Millbrook and the original right here in Montgomery on Adams Street. 60 years of service to the River Region, and $76 of every dollar you spend there stays in our local economy. That's important, too. Our listeners understand that. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the one nearest you. Give them a try. You'll really appreciate the way you're treated.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that's very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair. Where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials. Plus our regular menu, we serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is June 3rd. Leave the office early day. Alrighty, fellas, I'm out of here. Huh? I don't know. I just end the music or something. Who cares? I'm taillights.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
What else is on?
The debt ceiling deal is a done deal, having won approval last night in the Senate following hours of debate and a flurry of amendments. The bill now is on President Biden's desk, awaiting his signature. He says he'll sign it ASAP. The bill trims spending and suspends the debt limit for 2 years. The president's expected to talk about it when he addresses the nation later today. And the White House insisting that President Biden is fine after taking a fall on the stage at the Air Force Academy yesterday, happened during a graduation ceremony. After wishing Mr. Biden well, former President Trump said the optics were not good, not inspiring. In the former president's words, the White House claims Mr. Biden fell over a sandbag that was put on stage to support his teleprompter. Wall Street, Dow futures up 139 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
That's a good thing. You have more energy, you're losing weight, you're eating less. But what you're eating the right things instead of garbage, chips, you know, fast food, that kind of, you know, french fries, pizza. Now, pretty strict about how I'm going to be using Balance of Nature in concert with how I eat. And it's making a difference. It really is, guys. Your product really does deliver with what you guys promise, and I like that.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Tasty little kicks, love to eat them up.
National Donut Day. It's so funny. I heard people talking.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glaze, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
That's one of those moments where the stars kind of line up, you know what I'm saying? So what did you guys decide for a contest?
We weren't given any options.
I don't remember getting options, but...
No, not today.
I thought we had a tradition established that on Fridays, you guys would pick the contest to do.
Hmm. First time I've heard about that. I didn't get that moment.
Now,
Five easy pieces.
That's we actually could do that. We can just pick a song and do that. That doesn't take any...
My Bellamy.
By who? What's the name of the band?
Nobody.
T-Set.
We have the contest of 20 actors we can't stand.
Oh, that's right. You gave us number one, but we...
I can't give you the source, yeah. Andy Dick was number one.
Yeah.
And number two, you think we could do that? Is our listener still in a holiday mood?
I mean, I don't know that we ever really gotten around to Andy Dick if we had asked for that, so I have no idea who the number two person is.
Because I love to play the real or fake Florida headline game with Jacqueline. Oh, since she's from there, and even though we do the weird Florida behavior stories and Morning Maroons.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of thinking this one through here. I'll tell you what, I'm going to let Rich do the thinking now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Thank you, Jingle Singers. It was so ironic yesterday on the first day of hurricane season that we had something identified as a tropical cyclone in the Gulf of Mexico. Air Force reconnaissance from Biloxi went out there, and sure enough, we had Tropical Depression number 2, which you probably are asking, well, where the heck was Tropical Depression number 1?
Yeah.
Actually, there was a little system back in January that was way out in the Atlantic that we found out after the fact was Tropical Depression number 1. But anyway, number 2 is out there. Will it get the name Arlene? Probably not. It's moving south through the Central Gulf right now away from us, and it looks like it'll start to weaken later on today because of some hostile winds in the upper atmosphere and probably not get the A name, all right? But it was just an interesting novelty. Today will be a hot June day, high 90, mostly sunny. Can't rule out an isolated afternoon storm. This is the season where it rains every day, just about, but not necessarily at your house. Low tonight, 67. There is a full moon out there tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the lower 90s. The humidity is still not too crazy yet. I mean, it's enough humidity, that's for sure. Lots of sun, and any pop-up random storms will be few and far between. And then very little change Monday through Wednesday. Right now this morning, mostly clear and 75 at 8:14.
All right, we have 18:19 news coming up, and I'm still not sure. I'm just checking to see if the Dodgers played yesterday. Thursday guest, Mark Grobert, who has just been fantastic as a Thursday guest at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
He's out in L.A., and he's all over this whole Dodger disaster that's going on. In fact, one of the players that spoke up against the
pitcher,
satanic transgender nuns, got fined. But he lives in Canada, and they don't have free speech in Canada. So it's one of those things, man, where all the elements are combining for a real...
I think they're going to see a backlash like...
Oh, they are.
Like...
Hey, and their Hall of Fame pitcher, what, are they going to criticize him? Try it.
Yeah?
Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, he came out against it. Yeah.
And Mark made the point yesterday. He said, well, so they used to do a Christian family night at Dodger Stadium, and they stopped after 2018. So they've reinstated it. So they gave Kershaw this Christian family event on a Sunday afternoon, and he says this is their way of saying we're going to boil all of you alive in that bowl that Dodger Stadium becomes on a
hot Sunday. Yeah. Sunday afternoon. Yeah,
rather contemptuous. So let's go with this.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
This list of actors we can't stand, and it came from a well-known website, which I will not reveal. But think of an actor who will take anybody in the top five. But one, for example, had worked in late night. One has made a lot of movies that are primarily the same. He's the same guy in all of them. And so we'll take somebody in the top five, and we'll give you a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing if you name somebody in the top 10 here. Actors we can't stand. 272-9228 is the number. Jay is in pounce mode, meaning he's with all those calls that are going to be coming in to participate.
Pounce!
We want him ready on the field of action. We are going to visit the Jack Ingram Value Car Lot. And wow, shop cars under $20,000. Boy, they have a lot, too. And for many people, in fact, they have a couple under 10 or at 10 right now at Jack Ingram, including a 2015 Fiat 500 Sport, 2016 Passat. Great starter car for a new driver. It's, first of all, you know how it is. When you get your license, you don't want to be driving around in a Plymouth Fury station wagon like I had to. You want to be in something that's at least reasonably cool. And the Passat fits that bill perfectly. Nice sedan. If you want your new driver in something with a little muscle on the side, try this 2011 Lincoln MKZ base. Or the fun of a 2015 Fiat 500 Sport with low mileage, by the way. And the online deal, $161 a month. They still have the luxury of a 2011 Lexus RX 350 if you need a bigger car for the family, for pickups and deliveries and so forth. Quite a few SUVs from a 2010 Ford F-150 Platinum, beautiful condition, and a wide range of cars and payments under $300 a month, if that's how you budget for an automobile. Look, every car that gets the Jack Ingram name on the back has been through a rigorous vetting process, from the vehicle history report to the mechanics who look for 108 reasons to disqualify the car for resale. That's how diligent they are. And, of course, the interior has to be clean, too. Visit Jack Ingram's signature used cars and the value car lot at jackingram.com. And don't forget the great brands they sell there. Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Volvo, Audi, Volkswagen, and Nissan at jackingram.com. All right, somebody's going to give this a shot. And, Dave, you're the first one in on this odd little contest. Can you name one of the top five most hated actors?
I'm going to go by your most biggest gripes and complaints I've heard you on the radio. Because he didn't get arrested or thrown in jail for killing somebody. Alex Baldwin.
How did he not make the top 10?
That's a good one, though.
Man, he should have been number one. He's a murderer.
That's a good one.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That should be number one, two, or three, brother.
You know what? You just really made this list seem really stupid. It's how could Alec Baldwin not be
not
on this
be
list?
On there.
Well, you know, between him and... Well, we won't get into politics, Nate.
Yeah.
You really get
me. I got you.
All right.
Got
have a good day, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Good try. All right. How about T-Spear? She's got good insight. She listens.
I absolutely despise Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
I will not watch anything she is in. Don't care how good it is.
When my daddy was alive, he was the same way.
She did not make the list, and I think in large part because many of today's people have no idea who she is.
Probably. Okay. Thanks anyway.
But as long as they keep making silly movies like 80 for Brady.
Yeah.
I honestly think Hollywood is so inculcated to criticism, they don't understand how many people around the country despise that woman.
Yep.
But they keep giving her movies.
Well, ever since, I go back to Vietnam, her stance on Vietnam, on North Vietnam, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. And consorting with the enemy in Hanoi. And she is reviled. In fact, Jay, remember when I first moved here? What's her name? The lady with the...
Yeah, what's her name?
Yeah, those.
Because I don't know the name. I only know that gesture. I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah.
But go on.
She says, let's go see a movie. There's something I call Monster in Law. It looks pretty funny.
Okay.
I said, okay. guess who's in it? Jane Fonda and Jennifer Lopez. And I just left. I'm not watching anything with that woman in it. Buddy wants a shot at this. Buddy, can you name one of the top five most hated actors?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to say Richard Boone.
Richard Boone?
He played Paladin.
Yeah, I know who he is. And he was one of those actors with a permanent pickle puss that got him a lot of bad guy roles. Not on the list, though. Not on the list.
Man.
So, but feel free to call back. Papa John.
I'm torn between two, but I'm going to go ahead and say O.J. Simpson.
A great guess. But, no, he's not in the top 10, not on this list.
But he is still looking for the real killers.
We got to give him credit for that. You know how many golf courses he's played looking for those murderers?
I know, right.
Alright, and hi, what is your name?
Oh, hi.
Jamie,
can you name an actor that might be on this list?
Yes. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Nicolas Cage, that's interesting.
Believe it or not, he is not in the top 10. But, again, I can certainly see the case for that, given all the unfortunate movies he's made and the irresponsible life he leads away from the screen. Thank you for trying. All right, Debbie wants a shot at it. Debbie, can you name one of these actors?
One of these actors that I can't stand is Robert De Niro.
You know what? He would be on my list, too, but he didn't make this one.
Thank you.
272-9228. Let's line up some more calls while we're enjoying 1819
News. 1819
News.
Governor Ivey has signed into law the Safe Haven Baby Box Bill. The law will create a safety device with an alarm that will be placed to hospitals and fire stations where a mother in crisis can safely and anonymously surrender her newborn baby. The box will be part of an exterior wall that also has an automatic lock once the baby is placed inside and an alarm that alerts first responders. A parent can surrender the infant up to 45 days after birth. State Representative Donna Givens sponsored the bill. She says it's to save lives and make sure that a baby brought to term is not abandoned and left to die. These Safe Haven baby boxes will be placed in all major cities throughout the state. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
The conflict that occurred between the mayor of Tarrant and a city councilman has now been resolved in court. Councilman Tommy Bryant was found not guilty of assault for throwing a punch at Tarrant Mayor Wayman Newton. The incident happened in November of 2022 in the City Hall parking lot following a city council meeting. The documents to this case show that the judge determined that Bryant was provoked to action with fighting words that were delivered by the mayor when he made comments to Bryant about Bryant's wife. And forecasters are already tracking some disorganized weather in the Gulf of Mexico that has a 50-50% chance of turning into a tropical storm by next week. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Let's ask Riz for an update on that tropical.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay, maybe later. Just kidding. It's Kathy who wants to try and name one of the 20 actors that we can't stand.
Jim Carrey.
There's another one, man. I used to love Jim Carrey, but he is off the deep end, but he is not on this list.
All right. Thank you.
But thanks for trying. 272-9228 now. Hint time.
Okay.
I'll give you some initials. And we did mention a couple of names early this morning. A.D. S.S. J.C. J.L. L.D. Yeah.
Didn't help me any.
I'm just trying to do the best I can. You know, it's like...
News
see, our listeners, the people that have called, they reminded me, there are a lot of actors. And when, I don't know who it was that mentioned Alec Baldwin, and I'm sorry, I don't remember by name, but he should be number one on this thing. Got to consider the source, too. They're all fake. Let's see what Randall has for us.
Will Smith.
Way to go.
Yes, sir, baby.
So you are the winner. Hang on. We got a Seafood Bistro gift card for you. And let's say we have a couple of other callers. Well, they may have hung up. But on the list, we have, mentioned Will Smith. Andy Dick was number one, and he's been despicable for many years. Oh, East wants to make a guess. East, what you got?
Hey, I don't have a guess, but I just want to thank you for putting an earworm in my ear earlier today when you were talking about the moon and of Uranus.
Yes.
Was it Miranda?
Miranda, yep.
Yeah, the 12-mile cliff. I started singing the birds 12 miles high, and it's been in my head all morning.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I haven't heard that song in a while. Thanks. Thank you, man.
12 string and all. Yeah.
I'm gonna fix your earworm by playing something else I know you like.
Okay, thank you.
All right, East. Thank you. See, when you listen long enough, I get familiar with your taste, and I can please specific people with certain things, which I very much like to do. All right, I think up next, 827. How did that happen?
On June 2nd.
Yeah, the year's flying by. Good thing it's the first week of the year. We'd be a little bit jammed up. Looking for fun outdoors, on the road, off the road, or on the water. The place, and it says they sell fun on the side of the building, is Adams Motorsports, where you'll find my friend, Terry Adams, or as we call him, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, and all the great brands they sell. Now, it may be, I'm going to check factory promotions. They've got some great rebates and super low interest rates on a wide array of products. KLR motorcycles, save a grand on Kawasaki's KLR model, and year exclusions do apply. See the dealer for details. These promotions run through the end of this month only. $1,500 on Terex side-by-sides. That is a rugged, fun machine. Sat one of those when we celebrated their 25th anniversary last year. Up to $1,500 in savings on those. And Polaris made right here in Alabama. URV Polaris Expedition Planes. They are introducing this product this month at Adams Motorsports. And Polaris is also offering up to $750 off select sportsman models. Discounts, rebates, super low interest rates from Suzuki on motorcycles, scooters, the sport touring bike, the Katana, the motocross, and the off-road. They got it all there. Plus, jet skis, every accessory you could possibly need for whatever it is you want to do. And a service department that's one of the highest rated in America. All in one location. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass in Ackle. Get started now. Get your summer going at AdamsMotorsports.com.
Traffic. From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're coming out of Prattville this morning or down I-65 headed into Montgomery, right before you get to the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook, troopers got a car pulled off on the right side of the roadway there. Please use caution, a little bit of a minor delay. Elsewhere around Montgomery, we're not looking too bad right now. Boulevards are a bit busy at the major intersections. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J, Skywatch Traffic.
Ready to boost your home's curb appeal with beautiful, low-maintenance siding? Remember this number, 265-1216 for JB Windows and Siding. Tired of those high electric bills? Want to improve your home's energy efficiency with new windows? Call JB Windows and Siding, 265-1216. Adding a carport, awning? JB Windows and Siding can do that, too. Call 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
JB Windows and Siding.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The
views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That little baby just loves our legal disclaimer.
That's you know.
Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money. Brad McDonald from Invista Advisors. We had numbers out today. The immediate reaction on the Dow is up, but what's the truth about these numbers today?
Yeah, so really interesting and quite fascinating, actually. I mean, you look at the number, the raw number, let's just get that out of the way. You know, the estimate was that we would see non-farm payrolls or just, you know, basically regular jobs that would come in around the 190,000 mark, and it was much, much, much hotter than that. We were at 330-something thousand new jobs that were created. And the thing about it, Greg, is the vast majority of those were private sector jobs, not government jobs. So on its face, with the headline, really, really strong number. Initially, the market didn't like that until we started getting a little more information. And that's where it really kind of gets interesting. Wage inflation is beginning to start to slow down. There's no question that the impact of these higher interest rates is starting to take hold a little bit. But still, it's interesting when you start to plot these numbers out. You look at core CPI that we got from PCE. You get to look at the core that's coming out next week on the actual government CPI. And then the wage inflation number and these jobs numbers, which was at 4.3%. It appears to us that most of this inflation type stuff is settling in between a 4 and 4.5% range, which basically means the Fed probably still has a little more work to do. It also means that there's a heavy, strong bias now that the next rate decision will be an increase in the federal funds rate by a quarter of a point in June. So all in all, these numbers really, really strong. As I say all the time, 1 month does not make a trend, but certainly this was an eye-popping number. And we'll continue to, you know, as we always say, dial into this data and look deeper. But for right now, this was good news this morning. Strong jobs with the wage inflation beginning to cool, not much, but just a touch.
Market's way up here this morning. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. That's why the market likes this news.
Yeah.
But the unemployment number itself went up. How did I explain again how that happens?
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. Again, go back, look at this U6 number or the participation rate.
Yeah.
It's just not as strong as what you would expect. And surprisingly, most of these jobs where you're seeing people not come back to work, guess what? It's in the Southeast. I think personally, this is just my opinion, and I don't want to get too long on the morning segment here, but I really think that what we're seeing is we're seeing parts of the economy where people are working two jobs and other parts where the economy is a little healthier and wage inflation is not quite as bad, where they're not having to work two jobs. And I think we're beginning to see some clear evidence of that, and I think it's showing up in these numbers.
All righty, man. Well, you said you'd give us a holler this afternoon. Just let me know what time that works for you, okay?
Yeah, probably around that 4 o'clock hour, 4:05 range.
Awesome. We will look forward to it.
Have a good one, man.
All right. Yeah, y'all take care. Have a good day.
And thanks for doing such a great job with my account.
You're welcome.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, Jesus. See the coach yesterday?
It was Wednesday. Wednesday when I saw Ryan, and it was another great session of cryo contour.
This we call him Coach because when it comes to knowing the body, have you ever heard him hesitate when he answers a question?
Oh, yeah, no.
When it comes to any part,
he is so confident because this is a guy that used to be with NFL football. I mean, as far as, you know, conditioning and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, he knows his stuff.
And he's the guy you really want to talk to at Infusion Crown and Laser to get some direction on how you might want to improve your life, whether you want to do IV vitamin therapy to boost your energy, your immune system, or get your metabolism a little kicked up to help you lose weight. The cryo contouring is, I mean, if you want to lose weight comfortably with a system that is incredibly quick in producing results because it kills the fat. It's called apoptosis.
Yeah.
Talk to Coach Ryan.
These four wands are attached to your body, and it's amazing. First of all, warmth, and then cold, and yeah, it destroys fat.
So it's gone, and they can target any part of your body with that. So it's not just the waistline, although that's what I would like to have done when my time comes. And you can see Coach Ryan, by the way, doing a crunch on infusioncryoandlaser.com's website. They still have cryotherapy. They have laser and Juvelite therapy for pain and a phenomenal chiropractor named Dr. Terry Gross. It's a great staff. 296-1662 is the number, 296-1662. Get the whole scoop at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Please tell Coach Ryan that his subjects said hello.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Tropical depression number two out there in the Gulf of Mexico. It is probably not going to be graduated to the you know, getting a name, which would be Arlene. It's probably going to weaken a little bit later on today because of some hostile winds out there as it continues moving southward in the Gulf of Mexico. So it's not going to bother our forecast, or if you're heading to the beach, don't worry about it either. There is a moderate rip current risk on the beach. But for us locally, high temperature today near 90, which would be actually normal. Mostly sunny today. Can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere. You know, there'll be a couple of blips on the radar. Maybe your town will get lucky. Chances are it won't. Low tonight, 67. Full moon tonight. Tomorrow on Sunday, high in the lower 90s. Lots of sun. And not too high on the humidity. I mean, high enough. Dew points in the 60s. We don't like that, but at least the dew points are not in the 70s yet. Maybe some pop-up random storms over the weekend. Yeah, but they'll be few and far between. Rain chances are small. Right now, 75 out there at 838.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It is 8:38. Morning, Maroon Avenue's coming up.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got light to moderate traffic flow around the boulevard right now. We're busiest on Norman Bridge Road, inbound from East South Boulevard and Fairview Avenue. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown. Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue, still a bit busy. Wetumpka, Prattville, Millbrook, busy, but giving us all clears this morning. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy has proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of June, we celebrate Father's Day with $20 discounted gift cards. Improve Dad's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit my website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work. Let's make this a priority. Let's close this gap and cover Alabama. To learn more and how you can help, visit coveralabama.org.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Talk 93.1 FM. It's morning maroon time. You didn't even notice when I walked into the room.
What happened?
I went out for a brush of breath smoke.
Are you drawing money?
I am laundering money. I had an envelope with $47 in
it. Yeah? What happened to it?
I tossed it into the passenger seat of the car, but you know, I carry that pot of chocolate.
Oh no.
And it fell right into it. So.
And I bet the chocolate was melty because of the sun and everything.
Very melty.
Oh man.
So.
That's the.
I have 47 very tasty dollars.
That's the sweetest money in town.
Yeah.
So I pinched the bulk of the chocolate off and ate it. I mean, why not?
And then you washed the.
Then I had to go to the back.
Well,
sink.
We all know money is clean.
Oh, it's all wet.
You know what? That's why God gave us an immune system, so we can lick money if we need to.
He's drying off of the.
What are you gonna do? Put it in a dryer?
No, it'll dry up. Now watch. When you're properly laundering money, then you put an absorbent paper towel over the wet bills.
Is that truck outside from the Treasury Department?
No, that's MPD. They just laundering money, eh?
Laundering.
On live radio. How stupid is that? So, it'll be okay. I'm an experienced man. I know how to handle a crisis. On the other hand,
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. Whoops.
Hey, if you're going to fall down
on at stage.
West Point or Air Force Academy?
Air Force Academy.
Nice going. All right. Speaking of graduations, parents and students of an Illinois high school are upset. And by the way, Tommy Tuberville is going to be on the show Wednesday, June 6th.
On the phone or in person?
On the phone.
Okay.
At 7:50.
All right.
And he stirred up a little controversy because he was talking about teachers that were not capable of teaching, that we need to have a higher standard before we grant teaching certificates. And I happen to agree. I'm not talking about all teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some, and you see them turn up in the news, and you go, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, in Illinois, parents and students there are upset over the school distributed more than 600 graduation stoles to seniors with the word graduation misspelled.
Not good.
No. They were told that they would gradutate and not graduate. Gradutate versus graduation. So Yasir Bilal of Rich Township High School, they always used to be on the academic shows in Chicago. Rich people, smart kids, they always beat those city kids. We don't have the name of the adult supervisor of this program, but the school itself is getting a lot of grief from parents and students both. All right, up next, another senior prank story.
Okay.
The entire senior class at a private school in Delaware pranked their principal by sneaking into her house at 1 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And having a sleepover downstairs. The principal did not know about it until she came down to make coffee at 6 a.m. and found dozens of kids on the floor. Now, there's a video on this blowing up, and she wasn't upset, but this could have been far different if somebody else thought there was a break-in going on.
Right, yeah, I mean,
it could have ended with people dead.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, in this case, nothing bad happened. And then finally, from Rich Thomas's home state of Ohio, an inmate there at a correctional facility named Jason Conrad escaped from custody while he was being transported to a doctor's appointment. He was captured the next day thanks to a tip from McDonald's. You deserve a break today, a breakout in this case. He rode up to the McDonald's on a bike and asked for something off the dollar menu. The employee told him that they hadn't had the dollar menu for years. So the guy took off. The employee said he seemed out of touch. So he remembered hearing about an escaped inmate, contacted cops, and they caught him, like just a couple of blocks away with fast action. The guy was mostly a heavy drug trafficker. He was behind bars for a long time, obviously, because he had no idea that with inflation, the dollar menu was a thing of the past.
See, that's a tip-off that you've been away for a while.
Yeah. So, dumbest of the dumb. You're going to go to all that trouble to plan an escape from jail.
What about a J? The graduation misspelled? Graduate misspelled?
That one bothers me the most.
Gradutate?
Yeah, the gradutate. Yeah. That's probably going to be it. The sleepover is ill-advised and dangerous.
Because, you know, with the gradutate, several people had to see that before it was signed off on. Yeah.
And I'm sorry to see the dollar menu go.
Yeah, bring it back. Even if it's only like three fries.
I don't know. Give it to either one.
Or anyone. A burger the size of a quarter.
Let's give it to misspelling graduate.
Gradutate.
Yeah, I gradutate in that direction myself.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
All right, we're at 8:49. The grand prize drawing coming up. One of the things we'll be giving away is the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. With summer travel time here, by all means, do yourself the biggest favor, and that is get to one of Don's three locations at least a few days or a week or so before you're ready to travel, and let those certified technicians at any of Don's three locations give your car the works. Run a diagnostic check, all the fluid levels, safety inspect the brakes, rotate, and do a rolling inspection on the tires. They put two guys on that job to make sure they catch everything embedded in your tire. You'd be amazed. And then they remove it and plug it for absolutely free. They also, in that diagnostic check, if they come up, they accept car insurance repair policies. But why not get something done on a preemptive basis so that you're not stuck on the side of the road hoping that AAA will get there within an hour or two? That's a horrible feeling. And also, maximum fuel efficiency when you're going on a long drive because gas prices still aren't cheap. It's three locations to serve you. All three, by the way, are stocked with wholesale price tires, all the major name brands. And when you ask for a price on a tire, they give you one that includes installation. From high atop Mount Duncan in Millbrook, the building with the mural on the side that looks incredible at sunset time. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Anybody want some wet money?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We are looking good all over the area at the moment. We've got a little bit of congestion on East Boulevard, Atlanta Highway up to I-85, and at Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. Still a few cars coming in from Wetumpka on 231, seeing a little congestion at Redland Road, the River Bridge red lights, and on Congressman Dickinson. Overall, though, looking really good. Enjoy your Friday. We will keep you updated on traffic. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pets safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, I'm Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop Wellness Center in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We've used Blue Water Broadcasting for years, and we attribute our results to what they do for us. If you want results with your advertising, call Blue Water.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We are America's theater owners. It's been a while since you've been to the movies, so we're making improvements to get you back. No, we're not improving the movies themselves. It's still all superhero sequels and video game adaptations. And no, we're not cleaning the sticky floors or removing the chewing gum from the seat cushions. And we're not lowering our 8,000% markup on popcorn and watered-down soft drinks. And yes, we're still charging $15 for a film you can watch online for free next month. Instead, we're giving you what you really want. Sushi! Because if there's one thing moviegoers crave more than raw fish, it's eating that raw fish in the dark. So come on back. There's a spicy dragon roll with your name on it right there next to the hot cheese dispenser. See you at the movies. Oh, and best of luck opening that one complimentary soy sauce packet.
Must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. Oh! That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
Yeah!
Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday.
grand prize drawing day. Our way of thanking those of you who participate in the show all week long. It was some pretty cool stuff, like a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. Mr. Chips, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
And the first winning number we draw is...
Number 25.
Number 25 is Mark S.
Mark S. Hi, Marks. You have just won a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card. You roam the aisles looking at temptation after temptation. And for everybody else, remember, the next time someone in the family gets hungry and says,
"Let's get nuts!"
head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. Up next, we just talked about it. The works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. The winning number for this prize is...
This was earlier in the week. Number 5.
Oh, cool. Number 5. Backup Steve.
Backup Steve. All right. There, see, the more you try, the more likely you are
to
win.
It pays, let me tell you.
Yeah, it does. So, way to go, Steve. And then finally, a $180 value Clark's Club membership. Two annual tune-ups. The guarantee of priority service for any heating, air conditioning, or plumbing problem that may arise. And the newest member of the Clark's Club is...
Ooh, this had to be somebody today. Number 39.
39.
That is somebody today. Debbie K. Got it.
Debbie K. You are the newest member of the Clark's Club, and that is something that will... It's almost like winning money, because they'll make sure that your system is running efficiently, which is, of course, really important. Right now, it's time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Iron Concrete Technology.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following...
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you...
Today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Am I the only... Anybody hearing the beep?
Beep, 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 beep.
Well, our hard news story today starts with Target. It is getting bad. Now, in addition to a market cap value that's dropped about, I think the last I saw was $13 billion. Now, they have to deal with backlashes from staff. They have people quitting right and left. They can barely staff a lot of their stores. Their overall losses have swelled to $12.4 billion, and their shares are at the lowest since 2020. The word is boycott. The word is boycott. And that is a word that we learned from a guest we had, Wayne Allen Root, on the show last week, who's really phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's how people are speaking. They're not picketing or protesting because they're working. They have lives. They don't have time. But they're making real sure they're not spending their money with people that go against their values.
They're voting by not buying.
Not buying. That was brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, the true artisans, the artiste. The Tom Latham is. Man, they do some amazing stuff. I could talk about it all day long. My recommendation, look up Penny Earned Concrete Technologies on Facebook. Go down that wall and take a look at some of the creations they've made. Yeah, they do all the basics, driveways, patios, those kinds of things, but stamped concrete, rolling driveways, they build into the landscape and they do it better than anybody else out there. Somebody may say, well, yeah, I know what I'm doing with concrete. Ask to see the receipts for Penny Earned. The receipts are right there for you to see, including videos, even the hurricane-proof house on their Facebook page. Call Tom for a free estimate at 284-9292, 284-9292 for Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. On behalf of Rich and Jay, thanks for tuning in this morning. I